I can't help it. I just want to bounce with that song. I just want to just keep it going, you know. Something I used to listen to when I was a kid. Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? Man, it's good to be in God's house. It's good to see everybody here. With everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in Texas, Florida, it just seems like all you have to do is just say hurricane. You don't have to say what the name of it was, but just hurricane, and everybody knows that there's something somewhere going on with a hurricane. I'd like to paint a picture this morning of something that the Lord has been talking to me all week long about. I mean all week. I was up here yesterday because he kind of revealed some new things to me that he wanted me to say. And here's the picture. It's early in the morning, and I'm talking about real early. It is so dark that you can't see your hand that's in front of your face. It's so dark that you can't see anything. It's the darkest night that you can imagine. And out there in front of you, in the dark, are all kind of potholes, all kind of sharp objects just coming out of the ground. There's cliffs that you can fall off of. There's every kind of danger that you can imagine. There's also critters out there that not only want to attack you, but they want to destroy you and kill you. And here you are. You go ahead and you saddle up anyway. You think, boy, I'm going to start the day off. You saddle up. You cinch up. But before you ride off, you look down and there's a flashlight laying there. And you think to yourself, I'm not going to need that flashlight today. I got this. And you ride off into the unknown without it. Something that you dearly need. Riding off into certain catastrophe. Something bad's going to happen. How smart would you consider yourself to be? Not taking that flashlight. Not any kind of light. What would you call yourself if you made a decision like that? Careless? I'd call myself stupid. Naive? Unwise? All these things could probably apply. All these words could apply to us if we tried it. But you know, y'all, that's exactly what we do with the Bible, God's Word. Here we have God's written Word. Right here with us, right here before us. Here, it's a help book for us. It's a map to lay out life for us. It's a true story book that we can learn from with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course. It can prepare us for whatever life throws our way that day. Yet we leave it in the drawer. We leave it at home. We keep it up on the shelf where it gets dusty and dirty. Throw it under the bed. And we never even open it. And let it have its full effect on us for that day. For direction and inspiration. God wants us to read His Word. Amen? And let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. That's 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. That's in the back of the Bible, just in case you didn't know. It's not in the front. It's in the back. In the New Testament. This is what God's Word says this morning. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Whew. It corrects us when we're wrong in our lives. and teaches us what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Amen? You know, here a while back we had a roping here at the church. I'm not talking about roping practice. I'm actually talking about a roping. And I entered this thing several times. And one of the guys that I entered with was Brad Lehman. And it come time, they called her name, and I backed in the box. I looked over at Brad. He was ready to go. I nodded, and they let the steer out. Reached out, caught the steer, dallied, and started to turn it when something went terribly wrong. My saddle started turning underneath me. It just rolled over. And here I am. I'm kind of trying to scoot myself back up. But yet I've got a hold of this steer. Ain't much I can do. And Brad reaches down and doubles both feet. We could have had a time for this roping. But I had to let it go. Strictly because I wasn't prepared. You see, between every run, I loosened my front cinch. And I was in such a hurry to get up, I was so excited to get the rope that I didn't tighten my cinch up. And that saddle just started going over. It was a wreck fixing to happen if I hadn't let go. But we could have had a successful time, but I didn't do what I needed to do to make it. And to get a time to win money. Whether it had been time enough to win money, I don't know. But that doesn't matter. The fault was mine because I wasn't prepared. I was neglectful in my part of that run. You know, God's word is our instruction manual for maneuvering through life. Down the trails that we ride on and the trials that we're going to face that day. Man, and there's going to be some. But if we don't know what the Holy Book says, if we don't read it, if we don't study it, if we don't meditate on it all the time, we'll find ourselves disgusted with life sometimes. We'll find ourselves not prepared, not cinched up, ready for the run for the day. Find ourselves in pain and wondering what in the world went wrong. How did we miss all of God's blessings yesterday, we ask ourselves. And how did I miss them today? And am I going to miss them tomorrow? You know, this book right here, y'all, is written in love for us. It is written for you. It was written for me. In love, because God loved us. He wrote this down for us so we would have it. So we wouldn't be in the dark. So we wouldn't have to go down that trail that is so dark with not knowing what kind of obstacles is on the way. He didn't write down everything for us, his word here for us to be ignored, not to be read. You know, if someone, say you have a writer, the reason he writes is why. He wants to express his what he's feeling, and he wants people to read it. Right? If nobody ever read it, if no one ever bought the book, what use would that writer be? How you think it would make him feel? He'd feel like he is a failure. Well, God's not a failure, I can tell you that. And God never feels like a failure just because we don't do what we're supposed to do. But he wrote it down so that it would not be taken lightly. You know, this is our light. It's like a I don't even know the light, how bright that light is that this thing puts out in our lives. A quadrillion, zillion, you know, lumen LED type, just blinding type light that it can shine on our lives. It shines on that light where there's darkness. It sheds truth where there's lies. It shows us what is right when we're looking at the wrong. You know, we should take every opportunity we have to read God's Word. Amen? To study it and to memorize it. You know, a lot of times we're out there sometimes and we don't have our Bible with us. We may have it in the truck, but when someone asks us something about the Lord, if we don't know about the Lord and what it says about the Lord and what we've experienced, how can we tell somebody else? How can we share the gospel if we don't know the gospel? Woo! How can we lead someone to Christ if we don't know what the verses are to give them? As I prayed about this message this week, it was evident that I myself wasn't spending enough time in the Bible. God challenged me, said, "You could spend a whole lot more time, son, than you are now. We could be even closer than we've ever been before if you'd just spend a little time with me reading the Bible and spending time with me in prayer. A lot of the things that you go through, if you just listen to me and do what I tell you to do, it would be a whole lot easier." He said, my word is more than a book. This, y'all, is not a book. This right here. This is God's love for me. This is God's love. Showing me how much he loved me, that he would give me something, his words, to read and to meditate on. God's love written down for me and for you. Wouldn't you like to know what is in the mind of God? Whew. Man, wouldn't you just like to sit down with the Lord and go, "What are you thinking? What's going on today?" Have you ever just walked up to one of your friends and you just look at them and they just got this look, this pondering look on their face? You don't know what is going on in that brain. But as a friend, you go, "What's going on? Is everything all right? What's kicking, chicken? What's going on? Talk to me. Speak to me." If you want to talk to God and hear God talk back, pick this book of love, this word that God has written down for us. Everything you want to know about God is in here. Do you know that? Everything you ever wanted to know about love and how to treat people and how to love each other is right here in this book. It's a book of love written down for me and you. But you know what? It doesn't do us a bit of good if we keep it closed and never read it. Amen? Let's go to prayer. Woo, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you just help us to be more concerned about what we have. And I'm talking about your word. That we get more concerned about our lack of time in it. That we get more concerned about our lack of fellowship time with you. I just pray, Father, that you would help us to take the time. Help us to find the time to read your word. And Father, as you speak to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray for everyone here, Lord, that is within earshot, and all those that are not here, that are off either working, can't be here, or out of town. Father, that you just help us and bless us, that we would learn and draw more and more out of the Bible. More and more of your love is expressed through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may share that with others. Because love is what it's all about, Lord. Not just, it's all about you loving us and us loving each other and loving others. I just pray for a blessing for everyone here, Lord, this week, that we all take the time and take it serious, our time with you in reading God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo! That's a tough message to bring. But I want to thank y'all for being here this morning. I want to thank you. If you're a member here, we're just good to see you. If you're visiting with us this morning and you're looking for a church home, I pray you consider Common Ground Cowboy Church, because it is a church of folks that love each other and care about each other. Amen. Wherever God sends you this week, whatever trail you go down, I pray that God will bless you and he be with you. Till we see you next week.